Good morning, Pool Power. Eric speaking.
Good morning. Hi, Eric. Eric, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We've spoken a couple of times over the last couple of weeks regarding branding your business on Google. Hi, how's your Monday going so far? No, we're just
I'm having to do some major redirection. A large project that I was planning on initiating today up in the foothills I've gotten frozen out of.
Oh, wow.
I might be able to get my vehicle all the way up there, but I'm certainly not going to be able to glue any pipes together. It's not going to be above freezing until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, crazy weather we've been having.
So I'm trying to redirect the work schedule right now. Nonetheless, that may open up an opportunity for me to actually get in contact with the Thrive people and start working forward on getting that website rehosted.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I know that we had talked about a lot of different things. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not really. I think that the pathway is fairly clear forward, just to deal with some stuff during business hours and get it done, and then we'll be pretty well squared away to move forward. I reviewed the materials quite extensively, and I don't really have any questions. It seems very similar to other things that I've engaged in before, but it's only the ability to actually get it all followed all the way through. Just so you know, I have attempted to change and revamp my marketing services over and over again, and I've never actually arrived at a fully functional website, fully functional marketing campaign, and the right mix of not too high a volume of calls that are too expensive and not directed to what I do, but also the quality of the work being effectively directed. I've never actually arrived at that point yet.
So, I think
we both know the definition of insanity.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm wanting to avoid that this time.
Oh,
I'm wanting this time to be the ticket. And
most
I believe
definitely.
From what you said that, that it will be. And so, but I didn't actually realize that there was a separate cost for the hosting of the website and the SEO and all of the other marketing services. So I've had to revise my budgetary outlook to reflect the cost of hosting.
So how much is Thrive going to charge you for the hosting of the site?
I don't know if Thrive is going to be doing the hosting. I'm hoping that GoDaddy, I can just get it from Thrive.
And then have
GoDaddy
host
will
it.
Go ahead and host it because they're a one-stop shop. Although I've already encountered a speed bump there because they immediately started trying to sell me an entire quote-unquote competitive package of SEO and all the rest of it.
Yeah,
so,
they've been trying to do that. I've never once talked to anybody who was happy with anything more than just the hosting of a website or the web platform to build a site. And obviously GoDaddy is a site hoster first and foremost. And when they try to dabble in SEO, I mean, it's like me running a Bobcat and trying to do my own excavating. It's probably not going to go too well. you know, obviously our job would be to with 18 years of and plus experience to create the content that Google wants to see to get you on that first page. The one thing that I did want to go over with you here before is the pricing of the package itself. I think when I sent the email originally, it had $299 on there. I wanted to drop it to $249 for you. knock $50 off the cost of the service, and that would be every month. So it would be $249, not $299 to get things started, and then it would stay at that reduced rate as long as you choose to use the service. And again, we offer the services on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah, I think that that all sounds excellent. As a matter of fact, I haven't experienced even a preliminary segue into a service, which of course now I have extensive experience in how not to do it. And that cost reduction actually gives me an option to either continue to pay the services the little bit that I've got Thrive still doing.
That's what I was thinking.
Or to swap that over to you guys and see if you guys can't do a better job with the entire thing in-house. Of course, that's a very attractive concept for me.
Yeah.
Outfit doing 100% of the digital marketing in all of its aspects. That's what I've really been hoping for since the beginning. And of course, I've tried every kind of hybrid of that. But nonetheless, since firing 411, they were utterly, utterly non-responsive. I mean, it was literally just a grab and go of that.
Oh, gosh. I've heard from several people over the years that have used 411 Local, and they all have similar experiences. So I don't think you're an exception to the rule, unfortunately. It just seems to be the experience that most business owners have with 411 Local. So I think I've got everything that I need on my end to get it set up. As far as the branding of the business name, I wanted to double check with you again on that.
Okay. As far as the full legitimate business name and how we want it to appear, or as far as the
how we want it,
setting it up as a nickname.
I think you wanted it as Pool Power DBA of Eric John Walters Contracting, or is that how you wanted it?
Yes. Yes, SP. And the only thing is not a DBA. That's a doing business as.
Right.
And there's a very important legal trick, gimmick, if you will. Instead of it being a DBA, it needs to be a DB of.
DB of. Okay. I got it.
That way it's just a nickname that we're calling the legal entity, which is Eric John Walters Contracting SP.
Got it. So it's Pool Power DB of. Eric John Walters Contracting. Got it.
Yes. If I called it DBA, that means that it's
doing business.
And then the license has to be assigned to the entity instead of the individual, which means it's a new license, and it means that I lose. It's incredible how one tiny little digit, one letter can make the difference between my losing a license with, 25 years plus of squeaky clean history.
Of course.
And having to assign it to an entity.
Okay. So I got it as Pool Power DB of Eric John Walters Contracting. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is still a good number for your customers to call, right? The business number?
It's the only number for my customers to call. 209-604-5974.
Perfect. And then it is also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And, of course, you'll get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, and email. It is usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get your way. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email?
Yes. I would prefer that all contacts propagate through. And as far as customer calls right now, I realize that we don't have something in place as an automated system, but I'm really wanting to continuously track all calls that are coming in, such that everything propagates through both to an SMS or, you know, regular text as well as email.
Got it.
And because for every reason, practically, every information transfer reason, I want to set up my operations as automated as possible because I spend literally 80% of my time either on the clock with somebody paying $125 an hour for my time or I'm driving.
Oh, yes.
And shortly after I get home in the evening, 7:30, the airport button goes on the phone and it is shut off in order to expedite the most important things of life.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Exactly. I definitely understand that. I do have, is it pooltech at me.com? That's still a good email address then for you, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Either me.com or mac.com. They're both linked URLs.
Okay, gotcha. And then I think I asked you before about the physical address for the business. You being service based and always going out to the customer, right? There's no direct physical address you wanted your customers to see. No one ever comes to you, right?
No. Once in a very blue moon to drop off a payment, or sometimes they'll drop off a cleaner for me to go through here, but I actually currently don't really have a shop facility available, so there's not really any reason to lift the address unless it was explained to be one of my prior SEO people that the Google linkage was easier or more effective when there's a physical address to associate it with, that the ranking for Google went up slightly as a result of that. So I don't know if that was even true or not.
Well,
but I ended up listing the address because of that reason.
Okay. The address, though, is the 1042 River Bluff Drive?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, and that is, of course, the billing address.
95361. Okay, I got you.
Correct.
Perfect. Well, if you didn't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician so we can kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, verify information that I have, make sure that we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about the business, if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, that's a good deal. Yeah. And the other thing that I would do, is, of course, and this is required of us as we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. Of course, it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it is a month-to-month service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay, yes, it is fair. However, I believe that taking the next step is just slightly premature until I've actually gotten the website visible and in front of your eyeballs and the team. I think that's very important.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's obviously something that we do want to have happen in a timely fashion and quick enough. So yeah, I certainly understand that wanting to do that. You're thinking maybe today you would be able to talk to Thrive and see if you can get that website up and hosted by GoDaddy.
Yes, right? I've been right before our conversation, I was texting back and forth with my customer up in the foothills, as well as another customer, and kind of trying to figure out my pathway to redirect my time this morning. And it looks like I will have at least an even chance of being able to just contact Thrive and take care of some admin this morning.
Okay.
So my expectation is to be able to make contact with them this morning and perhaps even be able to have a hyperlink to the website so that it can be hosted. And then take that straight through to GoDaddy. Did say that they were more than willing to get on a three-way call along with Thrive and myself, and
gotcha.
And take over the hosting and do the linking that needs to happen. But until I get on the phone here, just a few minutes, and get that done, it really wouldn't behoove us to move forward.
Okay.
Because you guys really don't even understand, you know, what our scope of work is and that kind of thing. You understand some broad brushstrokes, but.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear you. It'd be nice to have that website in front of me now. So should I give you a call back maybe tomorrow or?
Actually, let's see if I've got the. Let me put this number in contacts so that I can ID you, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I have a way forward for
okay.
that website.
That sounds good.
I'll pick up the ball instead of leaving it in your court. And so what is the shortest title that I can assign for the contact for your entity and services?
I don't know if you just want to put Paul from Local Splash. I think you remember what the purpose
yeah.
of the call is.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we'll just go with Paul Local Splash. And this is your number as opposed to just a general switchboard number?
The number that you're seeing when you call us inbound, it does route through our mapping coordinators. They're our kind of front line, and then they transfer the call to the appropriate party. You can certainly call that number. There is someone who would answer the phone Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. You can also try my direct extension. If I am on the phone, it would go to my voicemail, and I'm on the phone quite a bit. But I can also give you my direct extension on the toll-free number as well if you wanted to call that number. Either one would probably be a great way to get in touch with me.
Okay. So this number straight sounds like the most direct instead of using
yeah.
the switchboard and the extension.
Okay. I think so. Otherwise, you gotta go through the prompts and all that. All righty. Sounds
okay.
good. We'll talk soon. Thanks again.
Thanks much, Paul. Bye.
All righty. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.